So I got taken out of school, went to therapy, got put on antidepressants, kind of clawed my way back to some sort of rational thought, which took a while. But basically, I stayed in school until I was 17, where I still was kind of plagued with this depression, and I was like, I'm done, I need to leave, which, to the rather large disagreement from my parents, I left, and I knew I had to do something, because otherwise I would just go crazy. So I started modeling, and I wanted to do it. I wanted to work every day.
Wait a minute, how old were you now? You're 18.
17. I left school early. I didn't finish my last year.
And what was modeling like to begin with? Because, I mean, you weren't successful for the first year, were you?
No.
So you've had both sides of the modeling coin in one sense. You've had the incredible success, but actually, what was the life of a working, unsuccessful model like?
I mean, there was elements which were fun, because it's like this camaraderie of people not being successful, and you can complain about all the people who are rude to you. But it wasn't nice. You constantly are told that you're not pretty enough and not tall enough and not skinny enough and people are better. And when you're young, you think that means I'm not good enough as a person. Like, that means I'm not living up to who I should be. And you kind of get battered and bruised a lot, but then you kind of grow a bit of a skin.
What were the agencies like? What was an agency like? Because I always think they're quite macabre things.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with models is they you get used. That's the thing. I saw a lot of misuse from photographers, you know, perverse photographers to young girls. A lot of straight photographers only really do this because they want to sleep with young models. You know, bad kind of experiences in that sense, not by me, but to other poor people, poor girls who don't stand up for themselves, because you feel like you should be used, because that's what models do. But then, you know, about a year into it, I was discovered. I did Burberry, and then everybody wants you. You know, after so long of being like, nobody wants you, suddenly like, oh my God, who's that? I was like, I've met you 5 times, and I'm pretty sure you didn't want me 2 minutes ago. But cool.
That must have been the most amazing explosion from being not very successful to suddenly, because your success really exploded in seconds, really, after getting Burberry, didn't it?
Kind of, but that was also in 2011. It still took a while, but it was still more like in the fashion world. It definitely became a thing. You know, I was suddenly like in shows. I was like, ooh, this is weird.
Right.
Yeah, it definitely changed. But after that, it kind of, you know, you pick up pace. You start working. I was working every day. I had no concept of saying no to anyone, ever.
And this is one of the most important show business lessons, actually, learning how to say no. Have you learned yet?
Yes. I think life, you should always experience things, but you should not, you should say no. I mean, it's more about being control and not being a puppet is what the most important thing is. And not doing anything for anyone else apart from yourself. Because after a while, I just started to get sick, and I got this horrible thing called psoriasis.
Oh, my God, like Kim Kardashian.
Like him. I know, she told me about the breast milk thing, which actually worked.
That is amazing. So there you are, a beautiful model on the outside, and on the inside, you've got psoriasis coming up. And how did you deal with it?
Not very well. It was actually happening at the time when I was doing shows, and it was... wasn't like psoriasis, where I have a little bit right here, but it was like giant welts all over my body, including my head. It would bleed, and it was horrible. Anyway, sorry, gross. And you look at yourself like you're an alien. You're like, I'm so disgusting. It's not good for you, especially at that time. I felt more disconnected from myself than I think I ever had, which I was for a long time, quite disconnected.